What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, November 27th, 2017, almost to the end of the month here. And we managed to get through Thanksgiving weekend without any serious violence, not counting, of course, what was going on in the big box stores on Black Friday. And I think it's the time of season's beatings or the most violent time of the year. And the videos were rather alarming. Some people got seriously hurt in all this. But I wonder how much of it is real and how much of it is a marketing ploy. And I say that because several years ago, there were these people camping out in front of local Best Buy. And I had to go to Best Buy. This was like several days before Black Friday. I would never go on Black Friday. And so I stopped to talk to these people, and they admitted that, yes, they were being paid by an advertising company to camp in front of the store and feel buzz. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. Black Friday will be wonderful. So I have to wonder how much of this is a put on to try and get that momentum going, whip people into a fury to get on out there and just buy, buy, buy. And the component of it that's real is a rather unpleasant picture of the American people, I see. And the rest of it is fake. They want to get everybody moving quickly and then hopefully sustain that buying fury till Christmas here. Because let's be very honest, all during the year, you're pinching your pennies, you're counting your money, you're only buying things when you have to, and then all of a sudden you're being told by society, it's okay to go on out and just buy reckless abandon, and you don't need to feel guilty about it because you're buying for other people. And when it's all over, you, everybody you know, got a bunch of more or less useless junk, and your credit cards are maxed out again. And there are people this Christmas who haven't paid off credit card bills from last Christmas. So do yourself a favor. Think small. Be creative. Use cash. Sort of break that whole cycle because it really is. And I remember the last time I experienced a real Christmas that felt like Christmas was supposed to be was in Munich. And that was experience. I doubt it's still there because all the turmoil things going on. But basically, put up some videos, the running of the sheeple, and all these videos. But here's the surprising thing. The actual number of people going into the stores on Black Friday was down. Now, the stores are out saying sales are up, and that may be due to higher prices on everything as the dollar. And yes, there's an online ordering component for people who just do that, deal with that nonsense at the stores. But one product that did sell out in record numbers this year, Black Friday, on more than 200,000 guns were purchased on Black Friday. It's an all-time record. So this talk about a Trump slump in weapons purchases, it's a bit of a myth here. And part of it may be that we didn't get Donald Trump that we voted for. And that's an unpleasant reality we deal with. Remember when I talked about using cash and staying away from the plastic? Customers of Macy's got a real object lesson on that because apparently on Black Friday, their nationwide credit card processing system went down. And that just added to the fury. Everybody was there with armloads of stuff. They couldn't pay for it. It was all over social media. Now then, getting on to the domestic politics here. Over at Judicial Watch, President Tom Fitton is out there saying there are so many allegations of wrongdoing against Hillary Clinton backed up by hard evidence that there should be two special counsels to divide up work. There is that much against her. And another story that's come on out here is that apparently while Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton worked directly with Rosneft. This is the uranium scandal. And apparently the Department of State was directly lobbied by the Podesta group on behalf of the uranium deal. So this is dirty as all get out. Keep folks on it. So here we go. Now, Roy is apparently continuing to move forward despite this massive smear campaign launched against him. He's still leading, and apparently it all comes down to the fact that nobody's believing these allegations. And it doesn't help, of course, that Beverly Nelson's story has fallen apart on the issue of forged yearbook entry, which is very obviously forgery. There's a very nice sentiment signed by somebody named Roy, and then somebody added Moore, D.A., and Gates. And not only is it a different handwriting, it's a different color ink. And Gloria Allred, who's got this reputation of being aggressive, feminist lawyer, is refusing to allow the signature to be analyzed by handwriting experts. Okay, apparently we're going to have to switch which of our Skype panels we're using to get away from some issues that we're dealing with. So let's go ahead and do that now. Okay? And
stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong, like a rock. I was 18.
And we're back on the air again. And hopefully our sound quality has gone up, although my volume has gone down. One of the things I don't like about Skype, it changes all the audio settings. All right, I'm being told that this is a lot better now, so we're just going to go with this. And hopefully people are going to be able to deal with it. But it's very angering that Skype will change all the audio settings on the computer, and there's no option to switch it off. And it's part of the arrogance of these computer companies. We know what's best for you. You're not allowed to do these things. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network. And getting on back to Roy Moore, he's still leading in the polls. And people just are not buying these allegations against him. And especially when it comes to Beverly Young Nelson, not only is her stepson saying that he thinks she's lying, her ex-husband has now come forward to say that, yeah, he doesn't believe her story, because apparently they were actually dating at the very time that Beverly claimed to have been assaulted by Roy Moore, and the ex-husband is saying she never said a thing about it at the time. Now, one of the other accusers, Tina Johnson, as it turns out, she has a long history of mental health issues, drug problems, and a conviction on felony fraud charges. And apparently at one point, Johnson had to sign documents in Moore's law office to turn custody of her son over to her mother. And after the mother left the room, Johnson claims Moore became aggressive and he attacked my buttocks and so forth and so on. But again, they're falling by the wayside, and Moore's opponents just keep coming up with more women to say, oh, yes, he did horrible things. He was tap dancing barefoot on my shag carpeting and whatever else they can think of, as if we're going to forget about how all these earlier allegations are fake. And they say, well, we've got another one here, and you should believe her because women should be believed. Remember when Hillary Clinton was on the campaign trail and saying, when in the context of Donald Trump, the allegations they were throwing against him, she was out there saying, yes, women ought to be believed. They have a right to be believed. Except, of course, for those trailer trash sluts who were accusing my husband, Bill Clinton. Now, apparently, there has been a civil suit filed against Awans, Podesta Group, and others by a Bernie Sanders supporter. And this is an attempt to basically drag the issue of primary fraud into the public eye. Where it needs to be. It needs to be. Now, getting on over to Mueller's office, It's turning out that a lot of the people that he has brought in to the investigation is they're not really as billed in the corporate media. And let me just jiggle some wires here. I'm still getting complaints that the audio is not working. We've got to fix this, absolutely. Interesting little article, though, out of Zero Hedge. Basically, David Willman, in an article in the LA Times, came on out and said that Mueller has a record of bad judgment. And his main problem is he can never accept that he's made a mistake. And he'll just keep pushing a bad position to unfortunate ends. Now, of course, this makes him the perfect guy to be sicked after Donald Trump. He's going to go after Trump and try and get Trump no matter what, even in the absence of evidence. And it looks like now that he's going after some of Trump's associates and threatening them with long prison terms unless they turn state's evidence, meaning lie. That's how this guy is operating. He's not after the truth. He's not after the facts. He's out to get Donald Trump. Meanwhile, a former official of the Clinton Foundation has been caught up in this Chinese scandal involving a company that operates private schools in China, which has been hit with allegations by parents of abuse of the children, including nudity, sexual molestation, and apparently it's across the entire system. And so the head of this one kindergarten's been fired after China launched a nationwide investigation into this chain of private schools operated by RYB Education Incorporated. And so now we're seeing more of these sickos out there. How do you do that to children? I don't understand it, and I really don't want to understand it. Now, getting on back to Moore, Nancy Pelosi is out there. In my opinion, she's making a complete and utter fool of herself. And she's out there defending Bill Clinton for his alleged rapes, Conyers, Franken, but goes on the attack against Trump. She's calling Moore a child molester, and there hasn't even been an allegation along that line. But the political bias is very obviously on display. Oh, these Democrats, they're fun guys, and things got out of hand. You shouldn't think anything about it, but Moore is a monster, and Trump's a monster, and they have just got to go. Meanwhile, Conyers has stepped down from the Judiciary Committee, despite Pelosi's support. So I guess Pelosi's coattails aren't what they once were. And Senator Al Franken, who had a press conference earlier today with a rather tepid apology, is apparently concerned that there are more victims out there who could go public. So we'll see what's going on there. But one thing is obvious. Congress is in full-blown panic mode as all these allegations are coming on out. This is a classic case of hoisting with your own petard. They tried to use these sexual allegations against Donald Trump. They failed. Tried to use it against Moore. They failed. And then all of a sudden, it's triggered this eruption of other people coming forward and making accusations against Democrats. And it's spreading. Now, I'd like to keep the focus here on Uranium Gate and Primary Gate and Dossier Gate. But at this point, it looks like the American people are about to get a close-up look at just what kind of people go into politics. And maybe, just maybe, we'll see. Let's try and turn that up again here. That'll hopefully get people on BAMU's. The problem is when we get commercials and stuff, it's going to be very loud. We've got to fix this audio system. This is absolutely unusable. This is absolutely unusable. Anyway, Susan Sarandon. And I'm a huge fan of her work and a huge fan of her political activism. This is a lady I wish I'd had a chance to meet when I was working in the film industry, but it just didn't work on out. And Susan Sarandon is glad that Hillary did not win the presidency because we would be at war, and says that everyone in Hollywood who was aware of Weinstein's abuse basically perpetuated it. Nobody wanted to stand up to him. Now, the sad reality, Susan, is that even though we did elect Donald Trump. We didn't get the Donald Trump we thought we were voting for. And the wars, unfortunately, are continuing and escalating very, very clearly. Now, here's a little blast from the past year. And apparently a judge, and this is a story over at Government Slaves, a judge is going to take a new look at the files in the 1987 deaths of two boys found on Central Arkansas Railroad tracks. And if you've been in this as long as I have, this is basically the train deaths issue. And that's Kevin Ives and Don Henry. And basically, this train was coming along. It was late at night, and it ran over the bodies of these kids. Now, the engineer said they were covered with a tarp, so he didn't see them until it was too late. But Bill Clinton, Governor Bill Clinton's pet medical examiner, Fahmy Malik, said, well, they were obviously smoking huge amounts of marijuana, and they passed out on the tracks, and they were just there when the train hit them, and that was the cause of death. Like anybody would be smoking marijuana on railroad tracks, it's not exactly comfortable. But the families of Kevin Ives and Don Henry were not satisfied with that, and Fahmy Malik did have a reputation for fudging medical exams for political reasons. So the families got their own medical examiner to exhume the body and do a new autopsy, and found that the boys had been beaten and stabbed with a knife before they were dropped on the railroad tracks. So we may see some justice come in that particular case. I'd like to see justice in the Vince Foster case, obviously. Meanwhile, on Saturday, on MSNBC's AM Joy, they interviewed this pollster, Fernand Amandi, who came on in and made the bizarre comment that the entire Republican Party should be put in jail. And he said, they're domestic terrorists. And he just went on this huge rant. So MSNBC is still showing its liberal bias here. Meanwhile, in a touch of irony, CNN is now saying that we should ban the term fake news. And that is a bit of a giggle. Now, CNN and the corporate media came up with fake news to try and tarnish, if you will, to smear the independent media. But it backfired horribly. And we've had all these CNN interviewers who are out there in the streets doing shows, and people will walk behind and say, CNN is fake news. So now they want to ban the term. You will no longer use the term fake news, at least around us. And if you really think about it, this whole situation with Moore, I think, is a watershed moment, because this is the moment when the corporate media and their corporate masters are going to realize that they can't control what America is thinking any longer. I mean, 20, 30, 40 years ago, all of this stuff would have worked. Oh, he molested these women, let's vote him out of office. But over the decades, the corporate media, not to mention the government itself, has destroyed its own credibility. Nobody believes what they have to say anymore. And I think the utter failure of this smear campaign to get rid of Moore is a good example of that. And so this might be when we start seeing the decline of the corporate media, and hopefully the rise, with good funding and good equipment, of the independent media. So that's something positive to be thinking about right now. Now, apparently, a former Secret Service agent is about to come on out with Bill and Hillary's Lolita Express activities. Now, the Lolita Express is the name given to Jeffrey Epstein's private plane, where he will fly people down to his little pleasure palace in the Caribbean, and they will do whatever it is that they're doing there. My guess is Jeff Epstein is recording and videoing them while they do it for blackmail purposes. But again, here's the weird thing. Don't these people understand they're wide open to blackmail when they behave like this? We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the volume should be better for the people over there on BAM user now. And let me see the levels. Yeah, that's looking good. Okay. So getting on back to the war zones, and there's a lot of wars. And Claire and I have noticed there's a lot of warplanes flying over our island, obviously training missions, but there's a lot of it going on. It does seem like we're heading closer and closer to a major war. They're just looking for an excuse to start where they can say it's the other guy who did it. We didn't start the war. They sank the Lusitania. Anyway, apparently Damascus is being shelled by U.S.-backed terrorists. You're not going to see that in the corporate media. Civilians and children are being killed. It was last week there was a story saying that there was talk about doing an attack directly on Damascus. Just go in, get Assad, get rid of it. And it looks like that may be starting. Now, of course, feeling around much of the world, certainly within Syria, is that ISIS is routed. All of their bases have been retaken. It is time for the United States to end this open-ended occupation of Syria. Syria wants them gone. Russia and Iran is saying, yeah, it's time to be gone. The United States does not have legal reason to be in there. And Madison's trying to create one by misquoting a UN resolution against ISIS, but ISIS is gone. And Madison tried to get around that by saying, well, we're going to stay in Syria just in case they come back. But again, that's up to Syrian government, which has invited Russia to come help them deal with the terror problem, has invited Iran to come on in and help deal with the terror problem, and has not invited the United States or granted permission to come on in and mess with their country. So this is a clear-cut case of U.S. aggression against a sovereign state. Now, the Pentagon is admitting that we now have 2,000 troops in Syria. I wouldn't trust that number. And again, every one of those troops, every weapon, every airplane flying overhead, represents an act of aggression against a sovereign country that has done absolutely nothing to the United States of America. And once again, the Syrian army has seized U.S.-made arms in terrorist positions in Deir ez-Zor. The bombs go on, I guess. Now, over at the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, their executive council in The Hague, they had this meeting in which the U.S. Tried to pass a very tough anti-Syria resolution, which would include sanctions, forced inspections, and so forth, and it actually got voted down. And actually, the U.S., rather than see the vote go against them, when it was obvious that it wasn't going to be in their favor, they withdrew the draft document. And I think it's sending a clear message that the rest of the world is sick and tired of the United States gameplay and all the lies, and they just don't want to go along with it. Meanwhile, the humanitarian situation in Syria's Al-Qam is getting very difficult because the U.S. has now sealed the zone around their base. And so the Mukban camp cannot get access to humanitarian and medical aid. They're under siege right now. Now, you've probably seen it all over the news that the U.S. has dropped the Kurds like hot potatoes after ISIS has collapsed. The reason being that the Kurds failed in their mission to break off a chunk of Syria. They failed in their mission to break off a chunk of Iraq. Maybe, maybe not. Because according to an article in an activist post, U.S. forces have been videotaped supplying weapons to the Kurds 2 days after the announcement that it was all going to stop. Up in Afghanistan, the bombing is continuing there. The U.S. is on track to drop 3 times more bombs on Afghanistan this year. Doesn't look like we're winning up here. They're just trying to make it look like they're not losing. Same thing in Syria. Meanwhile, Israel is vowing to destroy Iranian positions within 40 kilometers of the Syrian border. They're trying to make a pause about it. But apparently, Syria's President Assad said, yeah, we'll agree to that. We'll agree to a militarized zone 40 kilometers from the border. So he pulled the rug out from Netanyahu, who's still trying to find his way into it. Because they want Syria, and they want to move on to Iran. War after war. We're going to take a break. So, oh, we got a call waiting in the line. And we'll take that call as soon as we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Sorry, I didn't put my volume up there again. I was typing to our control room. We have a caller waiting on the line, Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, you sound a lot better now. You were dropping in and out, but on the breaks, it was fine, the audio.
Oh, well, I don't know what's going on. I'm on my second machine trying to solve these Skype issues, and I got a third machine, which arrived today, and I'm going to drop that in this afternoon. But it's very obvious that Skype has become incredibly unreliable since Microsoft updated it, and they don't seem to be in a rush to fix the problems.
Mike, I bet you the CIA checked. Everybody check the closets, check the cabinets. Might be a midget under there pulling the wires.
Could very well be. Somebody could just be pinging the heck out of our IPs to try and slow the traffic. There's all kinds of things that could be done.
Mike, on this whole thing, you know, like with Russia, don't people realize how long this has been going on? This has been going on, like, since the Cold War ended. You know, since Ukraine, the first Orange Revolution, and then, you know, the Maidan Revolution, and then you have Sochi. You know, don't go to Sochi because, you know, the terrorists are going to blow something up. Yeah, don't go to New York because the buildings collapse, supposedly, from, you know, terrorists flying their plane there. But don't go to Sochi and drink the water. It's brown, you know, because one hotel room had a bad pipe. in it. You know, Mike, and oh, God forbid, you know, the doping scandal, you know, that's another. And sanctions, look, this is all about geoeconomics at this point. You know, South Korea needs to grow a set, and somebody in the Europe needs to grow a set and start being adults, you know, because this is like dragging on, Mike. I mean,
It really is dragging on, and the problem is everybody is scrambling to acquire, meaning steal money, to pay off their private central banks, and what they don't understand is there isn't enough money to pay off that debt. That's the way private central banks are set up. The debt will always exceed the available money supply, and that's the trap. That's the enslavement.
It's just a shame. I mean, the whole doping scandal aggravates me because it's obviously political / geoeconomic. You know, the whole Russia dope this, they want to not have them going to the South Korea Olympics from the last time they threw. I mean, come on, this is so obvious, Mike.
Yeah, it is obvious.
But the Russians and Chinese should go their own way for the Olympics then. Do their own Olympics. Just like the BRICS and the Shanghai Co. They need to pull away from, you know, they just need to get out of the Western thing. And when China gets hooked up with the natural gas, Russia just cut off all of Europe. Let them freeze to freaking death, Mike. Screw them. I'm sorry if anybody's on the phone, going to call in from Europe, but, you know, your own government's doing this. You know, I mean, like, you know, Germany, hey, cut them off, Mike. Cut them off. You know, the future's the East, Mike.
I remember, you know, in times long gone where the idea was that the Olympics were a politics-free zone. And that goes all the way back to the original Olympics, where these countries would literally stop in the middle of wars, and everybody would get together for the games. And you didn't do war, you didn't do violence, you just did the games, and that was how it was supposed to work. And the modern Olympics wanted to emulate that. Of course, Jesse Owens threw a monkey wrench into German politics there in the 1936 Olympics, but it really got out of hand when the U.S. boycotted the Olympics, which was just crushing to those kids who'd spent their entire lives training for a chance at those games. And they really ought to stop messing around with it. And I'm in agreement. I think this doping scandal is just another way to poke a finger in Putin's eye, to try and goad him into doing something that can be seized on to move the war agenda forward.
They need to pull out of the West with dealing with the United States. They're never going. We're always going to be backstabbing them, Mike. And so
we're
is
doing
Europe.
It to the entire world. The United States government has gotten this reputation of being, you know, constant liars, double crossing even their friends. And how can you conduct a reasonable foreign policy with a reputation like that?
Well, I mean, sanctions are an act of war. If somebody's put sanctions on you, say, that means if you go into a store, you wouldn't be able to buy anything or do any deals with that particular store or this or that. That's how sanctions are. It's an act of war. It's political / geoeconomics. So, I mean, this is going to drag on. The same with the Mueller investigation. Trump's not going to get anything done. Not that I'm a big fan of Trump anymore, you know, because he could have drained the swamp when he chose not to. Now he's in with the swamp, you know?
Yeah, Mike, turned into swamp thing.
The Russians are not getting out of Syria because, you know, remember, they signed a deal with the two bases, right? Plus, they got a base in Iran now, you know, that's leased, I believe. And
yes.
They're not leaving. You know, the United States might have a couple, you know, 13 bases, so they say, but how big are the bases, you know? Like, they're not. Damascus, if you look at the big cities, Mike, in Syria, they've all been cleared of the terrorists the United States have been arming.
Yes.
The United States is only in the northeast partly. But all the major cities, remember that the Syria is mostly desert. So I don't care if they have a base in the middle of the desert. They're not getting in the way of the commerce. The cities are the, wherever you control the cities in there, is, you know, you got it. You know, that's the Russians been bombing ISIS. You know, that's funny. You know, the Russians have been bombing ISIS. We've been arming them and moving them around as a proxy army, you know, because we've been fighting them for 5 years and they've been spreading. All of a sudden the Russians come in. a year and a half later, they pushed him out? I mean, that doesn't take a genius to figure what was going on.
Let me clarify something here. We've been at war in Syria for, it's actually closer to 6 years now, but for the first few of those years, it had nothing to do with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And it was literally this thing about, oh, Assad is an evil tyrant. He's gassing his own people. But so soon after the claim about Saddam and his nuclear weapons, they couldn't get any traction with that. So they rebranded halfway through and said, well, we're not there to attack Syria. We're there as part of the war on terror, and we're going to go after ISIS. But the U.S. kept bombing things like water treatment plants and petroleum facilities and food storage. And they just kept saying, oh, gee, our pilots have got such lousy eyes. We're sorry we keep missing the terrorists, but we mean well.
And now we made enemies of not just the Turks because we slapped them in the face, but also the Kurds are not going to like us now because it's been like the 15th time where we stabbed them in the back. Hey, Mike, I want to talk about Saudi Arabia real quick. MBS, you know, Mohammed bin Salman, you know, how Thomas Friedman in the New York Times and all these other, you know, newspapers are saying he's a moderate, he's great, he's a hero to the Saudis, right? And yet he's bombing Yemen, starving men, women, children, and babies, you know, giving them cholera or causing them to get cholera. I don't know that. But not only that, but he's strong-arming, like, his own people, the billionaires, to get money out of them. That's what they call a moderate, great person? Like, the guy's a scumbag.
Yeah, he is, but the scumbags are the only ones who are still willing to be friends with the U.S. government. Like attracts like.
Yeah, Thomas Friedman was wrong also on Iraq, remember that? He's a scumbag too.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Joe in Rhode Island. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. There was an article in the Rhode Island paper yesterday. Maybe you could decipher it for me. Russian president signs bill targeting foreign media. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill allowing Russia to register international media outlets as foreign agents in a quid pro quo, to the U.S. demands made to the Kremlin-funded TV channel.
Well, they targeted Russia
spies?
Today and Sputnik News.
What's that, Mike?
I said they targeted Russia Today and Sputnik News. The U.S. forced Russia Today and Sputnik News to register as foreign agents, which is rather amazing when you consider that AIPAC has never been required to register as a foreign agent.
Keep going. I'm listening.
Well, I mean, that's basically it. And so, yeah, this is Russia basically coming back with this little tit-for-tat diplomatic warfare, saying that American media operating in Russia will now also have to register as foreign agents.
Now, what do you mean by foreign agents? Is that spies?
Well, if wielding influence on behalf of a foreign power. And what's really interesting is the U.S. law that was used against Russia Today and Sputnik dates back to 1938. When there was concerns that Nazi-supported media in the U.S. was propagandizing the American people in favor of what was going on in Germany, which at the time, before the war actually started, Germany was looking really good because the Nazis had thrown out their private central bank imposed on them by the Treaty of Versailles at the end of World War I, and they started issuing a value-based currency, and of course, their economy just took off. They called it the German miracle. And in fact, Adolf Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1938 for this amazing change. But of course, this threw all the other private central banks on Earth into a total panic out of concern that people would say, we want to have this kind of an economy rather than this private banks create money out of thin air and loan it in circulation at interest. So that's where that law originated. And basically, the idea was that if you're forced to register as a foreign agent, it imposes certain restrictions on you. It can be used to tarnish you and deny you entrance to certain venues, certain meetings. It can cut off your access in a lot of ways. And so it was, again, it was just a way of sticking a finger in Putin's eye, and Putin is now sticking back.
Is this now a meltdown of that relationship economically, too, would you say?
Well,
in other words, a lot of corporations have, in the last 15, 20 years, gone to Russia, and vice versa. Some have come here, part of that global economy. So there have been many transactions taking place economically. And, you know, I seem to think that these are the two big players here that are having a major, major problem. I don't think this is a minor thing. I think this is a an economic meltdown.
Well, and the economy is melting.
China and North Korea.
Go ahead.
China and North Korea are actually, you know, they're still communist nations. You know what I'm saying? They still wear the communist uniforms and you know, right in your face. So is that relationship, along with Vietnam, is that relationship melting down economically? And maybe that's why the president had to go there recently to shore that up, because of this meltdown that's taking place with Russia. Let's face it. These are the two big players on the block, Russia and the United States. And all the countries that are going to side
US,
with Russia, and all the ones that, with the U.S.
The relationship with Russia has already been under attack with all these anti-Russian sanctions. There was that harebrained attempt at an oil price war to harm Russia's economy. So we don't really have an economic relationship with Russia anymore. We're in a state of economic war with them.
So in other words, our corporations are pulling out of there and coming back home? Is that the idea?
Most of the corporations were still in the United States but doing business with Russian companies, and now they've had to stop. And it's been a hardship for many of them. Some of these companies have gone out of business. They've had to close their doors.
So what's your prediction for the next couple of months?
Boy, that's a hard one. It does look like the U.S. is desperate to get a major global war going before our own economy collapses, so they've got somebody to blame it on.
Yeah. The stakes are high, Mike.
They're very high.
Yes. Okay, Mike, Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the news here. Over in Dubai, their security chief went on Twitter and literally issued a demand to bomb Al Jazeera. And he described it as the machine of terrorism, the channel of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Al-Nusra Front. And so this guy, I mean, we're at a stage right now where they're talking about literally attacking media sites. And we know that Israel's been doing that in Gaza as well. So it's a tough time to be in the media, corporate or independent. We're all walking around with targets on our backside here. Now, over in Bahrain, their security forces have surrounded the house of prominent Shiite cleric Sheikh Issa Qassam. He's the Shiite's spiritual leader. To put that in context, imagine somebody surrounding the Vatican with tanks. That's how serious they're going to take this. And needless to say, the Shiites are very upset about this. Lithuania, all of a sudden, has transferred $2 million worth of weapons to Ukraine. And that includes more than 7,000 Kalashnikov rifles, 2 million cartridges, 80 machine guns, several mortars, anti-tank weapons, and other military equipment. So it looks like Poroshenko is getting ready to uncork for real on those eastern Ukrainian republics. Meanwhile, down in Yemen, 50,000 children so far have died of starvation and disease just this year alone. This is from the organization Save the Children. And they're saying the continuing blockade by the Saudi-led coalition is going to increase the death rate. And again, it's horrific. You don't make war on civilians. You don't make war on children. Now, countering that is a story that came out of Blacklisted News that is saying that Saudi Arabia's coalition is showing signs of falling apart regarding Yemen, because this war has gone on far longer than anybody expected. And remember, when this was cranked up, it was Mohammed bin Salman that was basically working as defense minister. And so this is seen as his failing. Meanwhile, over in Pakistan, their protests have swelled to a nationwide crisis. And we may be seeing another regime change there, whether it's organic or from outside, remains to be seen. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, today, Japan came on out with a tweet from Mikio Ishida, the Tokyo Bureau Chief for Channel News Asia, saying that the Japanese government had detected a signal from North Korea on preparations towards a new test of a ballistic missile. Now, we need to be careful here. I mean, North Korea hasn't done anything in a very, very long time. And there's been no confirmation from anybody else. And so this article actually goes on to admit that there's a possibility that this is a trial balloon by Japan's press meant to incite a nationalist mood and push through Abe's militant agenda, as Abe wants to build Japan into a new military might. So then. Now, a top North Korean official is trying to reassure other countries in the area, China, South Korea, Japan, saying, you've got nothing to worry about because North Korea's nuclear program is only to deter a U.S. attack. And North Korea has no intention of using these very expensive devices on any other country, knowing that that would trigger a war, which North Korea does not want. The whole point of a nuclear arsenal is to deter aggression, to prevent a nuclear war. And it makes a lot of sense. But the U.S. is still over there doing its saber rattling, and along with all the carrier groups that are over there. Apparently, U.S. F-22 and F-35 aircraft are being sent to South Korea for massive war game. Basically, it's a show of force. They're going to have at least 230 warplanes zooming around the sky there and making stink face at North Korea. Interestingly enough, though, according to CNBC, North Korea and Syria are starting to draw closer together. And that, of course, is bad news for the U.S. because they're going to be cooperating on missile technology and chemical weapons. But then when you've got the U.S. running around the world invading sovereign countries on the basis of lies, sooner or later there are going to be alliances that form to try and prevent that from going any further. Now, China has put their nuclear bombers on 24/7 alert amid growing fears of World War III and the tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. This is matching a move that the U.S. just did a couple of weeks ago, where they now have ready-to-fly bombers on the ground, 24/7, crews standing by, ready to go. We're not quite back to the point of flying the aircraft out to the fail-safe points and orbiting them around. That may be next. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.